Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, fixing a joke of the day, plus Willie Griswold and Donnie Baker. That's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off yours. Don't let them mooch off yours.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Hello there, Sonny. I'm Morgan Freeman. You know, ever since I won the Oscar at the Academy Awards, I've been approached by countless people to endorse their service or product. Oh. Most of these, I simply smile and say, no, thank you very kindly. That is, until I got the phone call from the fine folks at Frigamall Industries. They have a new and exciting product for men. If you're like me, Sonny, your wallet is so thick it's like sitting on a damn Big Mac. And nobody wants to go numb in the bum. Yeah, and at the same time, no real man was ever comfortable with a purse or that unsightly fanny pack. But now, thanks to Bob and Tom and Frigamall Industries, you can move that bulge to the back with the all-new Fanny Packer. Oh, Fanny. The Fanny Packer is a great way, Sonny, to move your junk near the trunk. And it has a lot of satisfied people talking. Just listen to this bull queer.
Look, I hate to brag, but I've tried it all. I've done the purse, and yes, I was a pioneer with the original fanny pack. But that bulge in the front became such a nuisance. I couldn't do anything. Well, almost anything. But now, thanks to the Fanny Packer, my bulge is in the back. You'll be amazed at how much you can cram in it.
Be sure to get yours today. The Frigamall Fanny Packer. Put your junk near the trunk. And thank you back kindly.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
We're back. What about our front?
That's the kind of comedy you'll
That's the kind of comedy you'll...
Is that what I'm missing?
Yikes. Going back to bed.
How about you?
let's try to fix everything here. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, worldwide on American Forces Radio. Once again, coast to coast, on a bunch of great radio stations from Florida to Maine to Washington to California to the Mexican border to our friends in Canada. Hello.
And all ports of call in between.
And there you go. We are happy to be here and love to hear from you. Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com is the way to do that.
Yes.
And let's see, there's some points. Who's who in here? That's Ace over there. Can we get a second Ace Cosby joke of the day later today?
One of our listeners fixed yesterday's joke.
Oh.
I mean, observation.
Okay,
he
all
fixed
right.
yesterday. Oh, well, I say we get right to it then. If we have an actual.
It's either do it right now or dread it the rest of the morning. Go ahead.
I think we should hear Ace's original. Yeah. And then.
Okay, a joke triage, if you will. Here we go.
Joke, it's observation.
Okay, now this is yesterday's. You're doing that first?
Okay,
you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
You know, these days, not much is built in America.
right.
I bought a TV, it's a built in antenna. I don't know where that is.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay, there you have it.
That's kind of weak, but
good use fixing, some would say.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Not much is built in America these days.
Sorry, I forgot to do the intro. Hang on a second. It's all about context.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Set the stage.
Now I'm having fun.
Okay, ready? Go ahead.
Not a lot of things are built in America these days anymore.
Okay.
But I bought a TV, it's a built-in Wi-Fi. I don't know where that is.
Jesus. You know what?
Totally worth it.
I think yesterday I said built-in internet, but I guess I meant Wi-Fi. Christy's. So I don't, you know.
Christy fixed it.
No.
Somebody sold Christy's joke.
No, Wi-Fi is the better word.
He's right. Wi-Fi is the better word.
I agree, yeah.
The
Wi-Fi.
Delivery on that A, sorry, C minus. We may have to go back. There was a, it's not a matter of respect. It's a matter of like, there was like
he's doing impressions.
That was like,
good.
Like a hiccup there.
He's doing impressions.
Sorry. Okay.
And finally in sports, please, so I can leave.
Wait a minute. There's the track phone hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Ace, that wasn't fixing a joke. That was a complete remodel. Swear to God.
A teardown.
Required permits. Man, you think hearing Ace repeat himself bad enough? So get this.
What?
My next door neighbor bought a parrot 2 days ago.
Uh-oh. They talk.
Yep, another person putting their stimulus check to good work.
Yeah.
And I know it's been 2 days because that thing ain't shut up since he got it.
I'll bet.
You know, and why anybody'd want a parrot is beyond me. They're just feathery little spies and basically tattletales.
Uh-huh.
My Uncle Charlie's parrot, Toucan Sam, he ruined, I swear to God, he ruined his and my Aunt Gertie's marriage. This was years ago.
Oh, no.
But Uncle Charlie got busted, calls out of nowhere one day. That parrot started saying, "My wife's not home. Now take your top off and shimmy."
Shimmy.
Shimmy. Shimmy.
Shimmy.
Oh, I swear to God, Aunt Gertie took him for everything. Got his bass boat, his truck nut, the deed to the dune buggy.
Ooh.
The only thing Charlie got in the divorce is that stupid parrot.
No.
And now the only thing the parrot says is, "Our money's on the dresser. Be gone before I wake up."
Oh, boy.
Oh, and speaking of things that talk too much, that Alexa thing's got to go.
I agree.
That's the devil's work. There's no way in hell you ever find one of them in my house. If that thing's listening, oh, I swear to God.
I'm with you,
you
Donnie.
Alexa listens to everything
helpful.
You're doing.
She's
well, roll your eyes if you want, Christy, but the fact remains, them Alexas record everything you say and do.
Well,
yep.
Boring.
And according to Alex Jones, it's all stored out in Area 51 where they keep aliens.
Uh-huh.
And even the Colonel's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices, all of it.
It's in Area 51?
Yeah, I had no,
I had
idea.
No idea.
I swear to God. You know?
If you, I would say this, Donnie, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about?
Yeah, what's no
Alexa
joke.
Gonna
I don't care.
It ain't got nothing to do about doing nothing wrong.
Right.
It's like a creepy Santa. It knows when you're sleeping. It knows when you're awake. It knows if you've been banging a neighbor's wife and exactly how long you lasted.
Oh, wow.
Swear to God.
Huh.
You can, I'll say like this, you can basically just add Alexa to the long list of chicks I don't trust. And you can't fool me. I know how it works. First, Alexa's all cool, playing your favorite music, ordering your pizza.
Yeah.
Then in no time, she's telling me, you know, I got her knocked up and needs to help paint the nursery. And now all of a sudden, because Alexa, I'm on the hook for more child support. And no thanks. I'll say it like this. I'm about to put my neighbor's parrot in the same room as Alexa.
Yeah.
You know, let them start talking to each other. See who explodes first. My money's on the parrot, you know, especially if the parrot's name is Karen. I want to speak with the manager. I gotta go.
All right.
Thank you, Donnie. That was very helpful. Parrots are real tough. If you have one, they take a lot of maintenance.
Yep.
They do, yeah.
Don't get one unless you know what you're doing.
We had a couple. We loved them.
You had a parrot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what
talked and whistled and... It flew out the front door one day.
Oh, yeah.
Despite how they loved it ran.
See you later.
Yeah, well. Just flew out the front door, and it sat in one of our trees for like half a day, and then it just flew, and then it really flew off.
And froze to death.
No, it was summer, but I asked Mike, what do you think ever happened to the Fredbird? And a
buddy of mine is a real jerk. His dad had a parakeet, and when you'd go over there for dinner, his dad would eat his food, and then he would scoot food off his plate, on the side, on his plate, but off to the side, and the parakeet would eat right off his plate.
Huh. Oh, that's cute.
That is cute. Yeah.
Did he die of bird flu or SARS?
He was pecked to death.
Oh, my gosh.
By a parakeet.
By a parakeet.
Let's
I'm not done!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop it!
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on.
Look at that.
Wait a minute. We got a guest
well,
here.
Well, at last. Something to listen to. Finally.
My son Willie joins us from his apartment in Chicago.
Now, that's a close-up, all right.
We got the video screen. You are sticking with that mustache.
Yeah, happy to come in another such a what a fun thing to come in on.
Yeah. How about you?
Bird flu.
Did you trim the stash since last week?
I might have trimmed it a little bit.
Yeah, it looks manicured. Yeah.
You know what? That would look good as a pencil thin, and it would drive your father crazy. That would look real nice. Yeah.
It doesn't look any thicker.
Get Google some pictures of Ted Turner back in the day, and that's what you need to shoot for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be honest, there's not a lot of escaping I can do with it. There's not a lot of hair to work with. It's just one little line.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shave it off.
Don't do that.
No, give it a shot.
I think if you shave it off, we should do it live on the air.
Oh.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. It'll be very quick. It'll be the quickest.
I was going to say,
that's fine.
We're famous for overextending everything.
10 minute segment. That's fine.
Okay. Well, everything going okay for you?
Yeah, I'm doing great up here. How about you guys?
Have you been out of your apartment at all?
Kind of. The weather's been awful, but I've been, ran some errands and been going on tiny little walks. But yeah,
Now, have you been following my advice of not getting in your elevator?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm taking the stairs and I'm using my face mask. Everything is okay.
And you live on which floor?
I live on the third floor, but I'm a big fat idiot and I take the stairs.
See, get it. But Willie has.
When I'm not eating pizza as I go up the stairs.
I think, though, Willie has learned from Uncle Chick and that regardless if he's taking the elevator or not, that's what he's telling you.
Exactly.
Just to make it go along a little easier.
I don't want to get into my new study of virology, but yeah, the elevators are deadly.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Deadly.
From a guy who took no science in high school and college, you're going to tell us that.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Because the spirochetes are floating around. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure there's a doctor listening in there.
Spirochetes. He learned that word a day ago. Spirochetes.
Yep. Oh, no, it's one of my favorites. I'm not sure what it means. I think it's got something to do with VD, but the point is, whatever VD we have in the ether, you got to be careful. Yeah, take the stairs; it's good for you. How's the no cigarettes thing going?
It's good. I haven't smoked in a couple weeks.
Wait a minute. I thought a month ago you said you didn't have any more cigarettes.
No, yeah, I haven't smoked. I'm not like counting the days anymore, but I'm not smoking.
Yeah, good.
Do you have any cigarettes in your apartment?
No, I don't. I found a pack of cigarettes in my car that I didn't know I had, and I literally gave them to people on the street because I couldn't have them, and I was going to dramatically throw them out my window.
Wait a minute. Did you hand them to people, or did you toss them from 6 feet away?
I got out, and I handed them to a guy. I just go, here, take these.
Well, I hope you did you go home and shower?
Oh, my God.
You know what,
man?
You got
some Chicago street.
Is the Juul or the Osco still open? Don't you run down there and get smokes?
Oh, sure. No, I'm not, I don't need them.
Okay.
You said it's the Juul. I thought you meant Juul, not the Chicago grocery store.
Oh, like a smoke thing?
The vape device. No. Yeah.
Oh, do you have one of the vapor things?
I had one, but I'm off that too.
Oh, good.
So now it's just what? Just the pot?
Just rolls his own.
Yeah, massive amounts of marijuana. Yeah. I'm happy we got there.
Now, do you have a, as Lou Reed would say, a man? I'm waiting for my man. Or do you go to the legal shops?
I'm all legal. I don't have a man.
Okay. Because it's probably more fun if you get it from some dude that's a friend of yours.
Yeah, but it's illegal.
Yeah, but that's half the fun. I mean, kind of a, like riding dirty.
See, I can't keep it straight. Is it illegal in Illinois?
Well, it's legal, but I don't know if you can sell it, can you?
Right.
If you're a guy down the street.
I think you have to go through the proper dispensary.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie, you'll be glad to know that your dad is riding dirty.
Oh, yeah? Oh, what's that? What do you have?
My license plate expired, and I can't get into the license branch for like 3 weeks. So
that's writing
bad,
slightly
bad
smudged.
Man.
Yeah. Riding dirty, that's a bold statement with that scenario. Yeah.
So I may have to take a plate off somebody else's car. I don't know.
I think you can. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Right. There are some branches.
There are some
real easy to do online.
No, I can't
online.
Because
yep.
I've been.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I
bought a car last year too, and I did
yep,
it fine.
Go out of the county.
It's been more than 60 days. It's a long story. I wasn't
nope,
paying attention.
I don't believe you. You're doing something wrong.
No, he's right. That's part of the penalty.
Oh, hey, by the way, Willie, guess what? Pat Godwin ran out of gas this morning. He ran out of gas.
In your driveway.
Yes.
I heard that. And then.
And he's driving your car, I think.
No, it's someone else's.
And you, Dad, you said that I do it too. I just want you guys to know, if I would have run out of gas ever, my dad would have called me and go, who the hell runs out of gas in their car?
Oh, that's
right. There's an alarm to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, your sister Lucy, I ran out of gas in her car when she said, can you go fill my car, Daddy? And ran out of gas right at the top of the hill where we live.
Sure.
Where you used to live. By the way, your room's looking great. We took out the bed and put in a treadmill.
This is great. Good. Every childhood boy's dream to grow up and have their bed replaced by a treadmill.
And I'm keeping your house warm for you, Willie.
Perfect. I love it. Okay. Yeah. I love it.
He'd come home if you moved. Yeah.
So,
do you need a theme song for that?
What?
Here Why we go. Not? Little Willie can't come home, cause I'm in his house, gone by home. His dad threw a homeless guy a bone. Little Willie can't come home.
I like it a lot.
Well, let's play one of our favorite games, Willie. Who's your favorite sibling today?
Yes.
Oh, my favorite sibling?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe it's Sam for finally killing the Tiger King era.
All right.
Have you heard the final one? Sam?
No, because it's beating a dead horse. And I know that you're trying to play it for context, but I think I said that he nailed it. He got it.
Yeah, Sam created the...
But in beating a dead horse, you're beating a dead horse. Yeah. You know that, right?
Well, I know, but I mean, how can you not love...
Pussy King, Pussy King. I do love Pussy King.
This one I love. King, yeah. We got to pause for this.
I love the counter melody.
Here it comes. Sing it.
There you go. There's the counter melody.
That's it.
And then we put it to bed. I mean, we had one for everybody. We had the Patty G version. We had everybody.
Do the hello there version. Do you have that one?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah, isn't that great? The hello.
Well,
there
I have some
version.
More suggestions that I could do if you guys want to hear them. But if not, we don't have to do them.
Go ahead. What are you going?
So these are some real exciting stuff. First thing we could do, I could review various carbonated beverages.
That's fine. Right. You know, so these are suggestions for segments you could do on the show.
Yeah. You know, I could call in, review like craft sodas, whatever people want to hear.
I like that. I think people want to hear that.
Well, I can weigh in here because I can't get any of my favorite soda water.
What's happening?
Why?
LaCroix?
LaCroix Orange. You can get whatever they have, that peppermint watermelon crap, but can't get the orange. They're sold
LaCroix
out.
Does LaCroix Orange taste like baby bear aspirin or something?
No, it's good, but I found a new one out there that may be replacing LaCroix.
Oh, okay.
Since they can't stock the orange for some reason.
Interesting conversation shows that the people need to know about
exactly.
Carbonated.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What other ideas do you have for future shows?
Other ideas? Presents for Tom. What to buy for the man that doesn't need anything and won't use it anyway.
That's a great topic.
I love it.
Because you know I hate getting presents.
That is a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Do you have any presents unopened right now in your office?
Absolutely.
In all truth, I have a present for my mother from more than 10 years ago I've never opened.
Opened it?
Yeah, now it's become kind of like the FedEx thing in that movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
But it...
Hope it wasn't a puppy.
No kidding.
Or a bird, or...
It's because this hasn't had its shots yet if it was a puppy.
If it's $1 million?
What if she tells you you're an orphan?
Oh, man.
Hey, banjo man. Cut it out with the dead parents, will you?
Sorry. I know by the time you're reading this, I've been...
Yeah, I don't know what
you
it
have
is.
I have always
hated getting presents, and I hate getting mail.
You really do.
It's always a task for me.
Really?
Oh, we have to
here's
stand
something
over
I have to deal with.
To make you open a present, we have to stand by and make you do it.
I hate getting mail.
What's the best present you've ever received?
Well, I think it was the birth of one of your children, I believe.
Well, I mean,
besides that.
Thing.
Number three, baby.
Number three, baby. That's right.
Wait, the one thing that you can always get from my dad is a cheap notebook. He will always, a cheap wallet-sized notebook, he'll put it in his front-size pocket.
He
loves like
those.
A fancy one, a $1 one from the drugstore is what he wants.
He knows that he can write stuff in his phone, but he doesn't do that. He always has that thing in his pocket.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. What other topics could you do, Willie?
I have another one that is new names for the show.
Oh,
this is in the vein of how comedy clubs have all the wild names, so we could call it the Morning Ha Ha's.
Yes, yes. I like that.
Right. Sort of a 60s vibe, Tom and the Wonders.
That's good.
And then because of all your great medical advice that you give, even though you're not a doctor.
That's correct.
We could call it the Dr. Tom Show.
Oh,
I love that.
Good.
Love it. Love them all.
Although, except my advice was better than both Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. And who's the doctor? Dr. Drew. All of whom went, this is a scam as the bodies pile up.
Dr.
Yeah,
Tom.
Good. I like all those ideas. the Bob and Dr. Tom show. Very
Tom
good.
And the Wonders.
Oh, I that's really solid.
Yeah. And then, Chick, you guys are the Wonders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're the Wonders. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm the guy who broke my arm.
do all the intros. Well, you keep working on those, Willie.
I will. And then next time I come back, we can play a quiz if you guys want to. I can tease it for you.
What's the theme of the quiz?
The theme of the quiz this time is Milwaukee Bucks, Starbucks, or $5.
Okay. These are all good. Yeah.
That's multiple choice.
Uh-huh. Thank you, guys.
See you, I love it.
Bye,
see
Willie.
You, Willie.
Okay, have see a great you, Willie. Weekend.
You're a great kid. Talk to you soon.
Oh, man. Could you do it with feeling next time?
You're a great kid.
Great kid.
I have feelings for you.
Who said kid? Who said worm?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.